Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
A little bit of our earlier Sports Extended for today. We are chatting to the man who designed that course himself. He's not exactly in Sun City. He's somewhere else enjoying and soaking up the sun. Mr. Gary Player, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much. Nice to be able to talk to you, Rob.
Oh, it's lovely to be able to talk to you, Mr. Player. The SA Open, sponsored by Investec, is happening early in December. It comes to Blair Athol Golf Course, which is a course that you designed. But obviously the SA Open trophy is sitting here next to us in the studio. I counted your name on it 13 times. It must have a very special place in your heart.
Well, it certainly does. You know, if you go to the British Open, or the Open in England, or the US Open, or the Australian Open, the Open Championship of your country is always the big tournament. And I'm so blessed, and the word is gratitude, that I was able to win that 13 times. I remember playing my first one as a young man at Durban Country Club, and I hit my first drive 80 yards along the ground. But I'd been, due to having a difficult time as a young boy, I loved adversity and went on to win. And then the 13th time, I looked at the trophy and I just said, how fortunate can you be to be blessed with this talent? So it's a great championship. It's being played at Blair Athol. You know, we have two world championship golf courses in South Africa. We are inundated with beautiful golf courses, but the links at Fancourt and Blair Athol are the two world-class championship golf courses. You won't see 20 under par. Every other tournament's played in South Africa, round 20 under par wins. You will not see 20 under par win tournaments at these two championship courses, which is good, for our young guys to have tests before they go overseas. But this is going to be a great open at Blair Athol, and the public are going to really enjoy it.
I wanted to know, I mean, obviously you were talking about your first one, and I love that you say the first one you ever played, you hit a drive straight along the ground about 80 yards. It means I still have a chance in my career to win an SA Open. But that first big win at something like an SA Open, that must completely change your life as a golfer.
It does. And, you know, I practiced so hard. I was an animal with practicing, and even at the age of 87, I'm still going to the gym and working out hard and hitting balls and traveling all over the world at 87. I'm blessed with energy. So, you know, when you win championships of that magnitude and world titles, you're just so blessed. You know, so many people are trying and so few people will make it. But somebody asked me what I thought about that first shot in the South African Open. I said, it reminds me of my mother-in-law. Looked good going away.
Blair Athol is a course that you designed. You were talking about the length and so on. Is there some sort of, I mean, I've never spoken to someone who's designed a golf course before. There must be some satisfaction when you're watching it being played. A, when people are playing it well, but also B, when, you know, there are areas they're struggling with, when you know you've made a fairway a bit tight, so you know that bunker is going to be a problem. You must enjoy watching people play a course that was literally your brainchild.
Well, Blair Athol was our home, and I always wanted to build a golf course there in my mind, at the back of my mind. And then, of course, this is one of the few golf courses that had a river running right through it. Yeah. I mean, it's unique, and that was our home. And, you know, it was our family home, and the greatest gift that a person can have in life is health and a great family. And I have a family of almost 40 people, and now that my wife's died, they are phoning me almost and staying in touch with me almost every day, which I'm so grateful for. But I was at Blair Athol about a month ago, and I went to see the old house we lived in, and they're having a drought, as you know.
Yeah.
And that oak in front of our house, I made a friend of mine promise me he'll go there every week and water that oak tree because it's got such memories.
Mr. Player, thank you so much for sharing with us this afternoon, and enjoy the tournament when it comes around in a couple of weeks.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.